Just going live, you know. It's pretty much the closest thing we can get to simulating a real game until the preseason. So I think it's important to come out and everybody just, you know, get a feel what it's like to actually go live, be taken to the ground, defensive players actually wrapping up, taking to the ground, us breaking tackles, and, you know, just that live aspect of it I think is important.
Mark, how has Pierre helped you to beat it every down back? Where you know 100% of the time what he's doing mentally, not only running the ball, but as a blocker, with a pass protection, blitz pickup along those lines.
Yeah, well, ever since I came in, you know, I had Sproles and Pierre, you know, to turn to if I needed any questions or, you know, if I needed any advice. You know, they were always open. And Pierre, especially, he's just been real good. He's just always, if I have a question about anything, I can ask him. He tells me. And, you know, that's how that's how you learn, when people help you out a lot. You know, it's one thing to study on your own and do things on your own, but when you have people to turn to and rely on for advice, you know, that's big. And just watching him, the success he's had over his career, and just trying to emulate some of his things in my game. Same thing with Sproles, things that he taught me. You know, it's just always good to have veteran guys that can help you out and help you enhance your game.
Mark, there seems to be a kind of a quiet confidence this team overall. How do you view expectations going into the season for the team?
You just manage expectations. You can't really worry about what everybody else is saying. You know, we just have to take it one day at a time, and we know we have a good team, good players, great coaching staff, and we know that if we just win each day, one day at a time, and we continue to get better, continue to improve, and we just gel together as a unit, we know we'll be a great team.
How would you say that transition to the NFL from college has required you over the last 3+ seasons to develop certain skills that maybe you hadn't emphasized as much at Alabama? Are there certain aspects of the game you've tried to emphasize more to maximize your NFL value?
I mean, main thing is just being able to do everything, being versatile. And I was versatile in college, and you just want to transfer that to the NFL and just take what you learn in the meetings and what you do in practice and actually take that to the game and perform and produce in the game. So that's what you just have to do. You just have to be able to, you know, make that transition from learning what you learn in meetings and learning what you learn in practice and transfer it to the game where you can produce and be successful.
Yeah, you have a new fullback, Eric Lurie. How have you been working with him, and what have you seen that he adds to the running game?
He's big and he's physical, and he's smart, so he's picking up on the system quickly, and he goes in there, and he's not scared to put his hat down and hit and move people out of the way. So that's what you want in your fullback, and I think everything's been going so good with him, getting a feel for each other, where he's going to insert on certain runs, and knowing who he's going to pick up and how he's going to position himself to pick him up. So I think just every single day we're getting better and getting more comfortable with each other.
I know Junior Gillette had a tackle of you earlier today. Is he a guy that doesn't realize his practice or a game day just brings that kind of energy?
Yeah. You know, sometimes the defense gets a little rowdy, and, you know, they'll do stuff after the play or whatever, throw you down. But, you know, that's part of it. And it's whatever. But that's what you want. The main thing is just keeping each other safe, keeping each other healthy, and doing that to the other team when we get the chance.
Yeah, good one. Today kind of said you practice physical, you can play physical and be a physical team later on.
Yeah, what you do in practice transfers to the game. So if you're not working on your technique, if you're not working on low pad level, if you're not working on wrapping up, if you're not working on all the small things, that'll be exposed in the game. So being physical and being tough, all that starts right here. Everything that you're not going to just do it in the game. You have to actually practice it and develop your skill set at it in practice, and that's what transfers to the game. So if you're physical and you're wrapping up and you're doing all the small things correct in practice, you're going to do them right in the game and not be exposed.
Mark, you guys are leaders in different ways, and I know Marcus Colton is kind of, you know, a leader by action, not a vocal leader, and Sean Payton says he wants you guys to stay within your personality when it comes to leadership. But just talk about Colton, the way he leads on this football team.
Colton, he doesn't say much. He's quiet, but he's a guy that if you need him, he's always open. You can go sit down and talk to him whenever. You know, it doesn't matter. He's a great guy, a great person, great friend, great player. And if you need him, no matter when it is, he's available. as far as football, personal life, whatever. That's just, I think that's just how he is a leader on this team. He goes out and shows what he does on the field and shows what he's done over his career, but it doesn't say much, you know. He's not like a real rah-rah guy, but if he feels like something needs to be said, he'll say it. And if you need to go talk to him, he's open, and he's just very personable and down to earth. So he's a great leader to have on the team.
How do you – I know that you, Kyrie, and Pierre all want to be good at everything, but do you see certain differences that may make the three of you combined – may make the running game more formidable, I guess, with the three of you combined in a game plan?
Yeah, we all have different – every runner has their own personality. So, of course, you want to be – all-rounded, every down back, but every runner has a different personality to how they're running style, to how they pick up blitzes, to how they just play the game. And just with all three of us together and just contributing and working with each other and cadet, and we got good young guys and like Strozier, and just when I think us three gelling together, just I think there's not many. I don't think many teams have as deep as a running back core as we do, and as good as a running core as we do. I'd put our core up with anybody in the league. So I think just the fact that we're all working hard and we push each other to be better, that's what's going to help us have a lot of success this season as a run group.